Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 89. Today, we're going to be looking at the question, what is a trust? Sometimes as we're meeting with potential clients about their estate planning, they have questions about, you know, what kind of a plan should I have? Should I have a will plan or a trust plan? They've read about trusts and what they're used for and why they're beneficial and all the different things that they can do with a trust, but they don't necessarily understand what a trust is. I actually had a conversation with a potential client on Monday of this week, and we were talking, and they said to me, well, I think a trust sounds pretty good, but what exactly is a trust? So I thought it would be good to tackle that in this podcast this week. So at its most basic level, a trust is just an arrangement that a person sets up. It creates essentially an entity like a business. You can think of a trust like a business. It has a person who's in charge of the trust. That person is the trustee. It has a person or people that the trust is for the benefit of, and those people are called the beneficiaries. The person who creates the trust is called the trust maker, and it's simply a way of owning property. Instead of owning property as an individual, you might own that property in your trust, and you own it as trustee. It's a way of owning property so that that property will avoid probate when you pass away. It's a way of owning property so that when you pass away, you can designate who receives it and the way that they receive it and when they receive it, who's going to be in charge of it for them if they can't be in charge of it for themselves. So it does a lot of things for you, but essentially, it's simply a way of owning property. So you don't own it as an individual. You don't own that account or that real estate or that vehicle in your name as an individual. You own it in your trust. And that is a separate entity from you. You're probably the trustee of your revocable living trust. You're probably the beneficiary of your trust while you're living. If you have an irrevocable trust, we've talked about in the past how you're probably not the trustee of that, and you're probably not the primary beneficiary. But again, that's simply a way of owning property. Not you, it's owned in the trust. So basically, that trust is just it's an arrangement, it's a contract, it's an agreement that you make for the ownership of property, appointing someone to manage that for the benefit of beneficiaries. So I hope that's helpful for you today. If you have any questions, you want to reach out to us. Our contact information is in the show notes, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.